Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Our next topic of discussion involves no extensions, no second chances. What this Alia approval means for South Africa's seniors, I beg your pardon. Joining us now on the line, we welcome Ziva Tates. Ziva is the head of Alia Department, Johannesburg, South Africa. Ziva, a very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Good morning, Mikael.
Good morning to you, Ziva, and thank you once again for joining us to announce, to discuss this announcement, which has created a lot of urgency. In simple terms, Ziva, what has just been approved and why is it such a big deal?
Okay, a lot of people already know about it. It's kind of a known information to many people, but thank you for giving me that platform and opportunity to expose it maybe to more people. About a year ago, the government of Israel came out with a decision to grant the South African community with 40 units in a building that was just finished built in Netanya near the sea. And knowing that there is a struggle financially and with the situation at the moment in South Africa, a lot of people are leaving and immigrating, a lot of older people that can't see themselves working anymore, they near already to their pension age, and they're not able to see how they're going to translate whatever they got in South Africa to shekels and follow their children or families, going to be left behind. So they heard us and they granted us with those beautiful 40 units, small units for couples that are over age 60, and that they will be able to, if they have the right or for Aliyah, eligible for Aliyah, they will be able to join. So far, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we have 30 units allocated. We have 10 units more left. The condition was that by the end of this year, the people, the Olim, will need to be present to get to those units. And we begged the government of Israel, and again, they heard us, and they gave us extension of 3 more months to the end of March this coming year, to allow more people to come and fill those units. The pressure is, there's a lot of people from other countries and local Israelis that need those units, and they've been holding those units for us over a year and more, which is an amazing thing. I mean, that's like a good, like a great act of kindness towards our community. And that's the last chance opportunity. I don't think they will be able to hold it for us anymore.
Okay.
I wish after that, after March, that we will be able to fill those units and say, look, there is that amazing need and there is more people. And the community, the special thing about that, I mean, the other things around and people that are single and other couples, we will be able to find maybe arrangements. But what's beautiful about that one is they're already a community. And we know how the South African Jewish community is a community. We love to be together. The people either go shul or not go shul, they love being together. And that's what is so special. They moved and they're already a community built in. So we would like to approach the government again and say, the Israeli government, and say again, look, that is the uniqueness of this specific community. Please grant us again and give us another chance. We'll try that.
Okay.
But we cannot be, you know, sure that it will be.
Ziva, who exactly qualifies? You did mention elderly earlier on, but is it strictly couples? And what age or documentation requirements should listeners know about?
Strictly couples. And I beg people, don't waste your time coming to me and asking me, I'm a widow, I'm a divorce, I've got children in Netanya. I want to help everybody, and people can be helped in different ways, but that specific project is strictly for couples that are 60, age 60 plus, Not next year 60, but now before end of March 60, that are healthy physically and mentally, and they don't have a house, property, or a bond in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the fundamental requirement. And then obviously the very first one is that they are eligible for Aliyah. So documents wise is all the Aliyah normal documents, which would be the birth certificates, unabridged birth certificates, there will be proof of Jewishness, it will be police clearance if you do not have an Israeli background or passport. There is an affidavit to fill up that of your personal status, and other documents that might require it if there is conversion involved. So obviously conversion documents, things like that.
Indeed. Ziva, we've just got a few minutes left. What happens if someone qualifies but misses the deadline by even a short time?
Well, I can't promise and I can't say anything. I can just urge people, if you have that in mind, today, if you haven't yet, today, open a file and run with it and do whatever you can to qualify. When we get to the end line, we'll see. I can't guarantee. As they told us, strictly it won't be granted further. But don't, mm-hmm. Have faith that if you meant to get it,
right.
So run on it. Run on it.
Diva, we're going to have to leave it there. You're actually receiving a word of praise from one of our listeners. She's saying you are awesome. A shout out. And thank you from Karen, given your, endeavors with Aliyah. But Ziva, thank you so much for joining us on today's...
It's Chag of Miracles. Open your file today.
Indeed. Open the file today. There's the message loud and clear. Ziva Tates, head of the Aliyah Department in Johannesburg, South Africa. We're talking about no extensions, no second chances, what this Aliyah approval means for South Africa seniors.